Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. And if you're a new listener, we greet you and welcome you in Jesus' name. I've been sharing about being an overcomer in this hour. We are living, I believe, at the very end of days, and the Lord has just had me, as I'm doing this set of broadcasts, just kind of focus on the book of Revelation, which talks about the ability to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And beloved, we need in this hour to be spiritual overcomers to overcome the powers of darkness. The devil knows that his time is short and he is enraged, he's furious, he hates God. And as a result, if you belong to the Lord, he hates you. And he will use every trick, every strategy, every weapon in his arsenal to make you want to throw up your hands, give up, turn away from the Lord, or if you can't do that, so depressed, so discourage you that you're not good for anyone else, let alone yourself. Beloved, we are in serious battle of the ages, and God is not going to leave us. He told his disciples he wasn't going to leave us comfortless. He sent the great power of the Holy Spirit, that beautiful third person of the Trinity, who came with the sound of a rushing mighty wind on the day of Pentecost, and he filled those disciples to overflowing. And he has not stopped doing that. Every believer. In fact, I remember once, this was when I was living in Duck Valley, there was a brother who was working on websites. He was down in the IT department, and we started talking, and it didn't take long. When I talked to him, I could tell that he was a believer, not only a believer, but spirit-filled. So I invited him to come to our Wednesday night Bible study, and while he was there, he shared his testimony. Now, this was a Presbyterian brother who'd been redeemed out of, he was up in Alaska. He was a pretty rough character, drunk all the time, and anyway, got a hold of him, and he said once he was just, now remember now, he has no background. He does not have any spiritual training or discipleship, but he was just loving God so much, just praising God. He just couldn't find the words to tell God how much he appreciated what he had done for him, say literally raised him from death. And he started speaking in tongues. He started speaking in a heavenly language. He didn't even know what it was. Beloved, the manifestation of the Spirit of God, which is the evidence of speaking in tongues, is not relegated to a few. It wasn't relegated for a period of time in the early church, regardless of what some denominational doctrines may teach. Nonetheless, we who are full gospel know that the gift of the Holy Spirit, the moving of the Holy Spirit, the operation of the Holy Spirit has not been relegated to the early times, but we're going to see, I believe, an increased demonstration of that as God pours out His Spirit upon all flesh. Beloved, we can't overcome the powers of darkness in ourselves, but we can do it in the name of and in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. You do not have to be conquered. You don't have to be overwhelmed by the powers of Satan. Beloved brother, sister, you can be an overcomer in Christ today. In fact, He wants you to be. You must be. We're living in perilous times. And I'm going to be sharing, when we get to it, I want to share some of the promises, the beautiful promises that are listed to the overcomer in the book of Revelation. But perhaps we need to understand what an overcomer actually is. And let me just share a definition of it. To an overcomer, or to overcome, the verb form would be to obtain the mastery over or the control of, to conquer, to overpower, to go beyond, to excel, to overtake, to achieve the mastery, to conquer, repress, subdue, to be victorious, the state of being a victor, the overcoming of an enemy or of any difficulty. Could some of you use that today, huh? Mastery, success, supremacy, triumph, the overcoming of difficulties, obstacles, evils, having overcome, triumphant, bring victory, one who vanquishes an army, a conqueror, one who is successful in any struggle, a master, a vanquisher, a winner. That's what Jesus has called us to be. So, beloved, we do not have to be overcome by the powers of darkness, but you and I, that's right, you can overcome the powers of the evil one, the powers of the adversary, even as Jesus overcame and conquered Satan, for he defeated Satan for us. And how did he defeat the enemy? He quoted the word of God. Beloved, Ephesians talks about the full armor of God. It talks about the helmet of salvation. It talks about the breastplate of righteousness. It talks about the shield of faith. It talks about the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We have every spiritual weapon that is necessary to live a victorious Christian life. And let's face it, certainly in our experiences, in my experience, in your experience, you have not always been victorious. Why? Because you've been defeated by the enemy. You've laid down your sword. You've dropped your shield. And because it is a constant warfare, and we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and the rulers of the darkness of this world. That means we wrestle not even against our own flesh. We have the ability by living and moving and walking in the Spirit to mortify or put to death the works of the flesh. We can be victorious even in this area. And some of you listening to me right now, you have had areas in your life you've tried to overcome, you've tried to get victory, and you just feel so discouraged because you keep falling down, you keep messing up, and you're almost embarrassed to come back to the Lord. You feel so unworthy of His grace that He has given. Beloved, that is part of warfare. But you know what? Even if a righteous man falls seven times, he will arise. To those who sit in darkness, the light of the Lord will arise upon him. The enemy cannot rejoice over us because our God will fight for us. He will deliver us as we keep looking to Him and as we trust His Holy Spirit to give us the strength, the grace, the empowering we need in our inner man to be a conqueror. The Spirit of the Lord, beloved, will give you strength. He will give you power so you can overcome in your own life and overcome all things, all situations through Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord will take one out of our carnal nature and place him in a new supernatural spiritual reality. Think about that, beloved. I've said it so frequently, He's translated us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Beloved, we don't understand that is a new supernatural spiritual reality. And we are surrounded right now. Our eyes, unless God opens them, we can't see demon forces. We can't see the angels of the Lord that are encamped round about us, who are ministers of the heirs of salvation, you and I. But if we could see, remember when Elisha prayed that the eyes of his servant would be opened and he saw the chariots of the Lord, he saw that there more with them than those were against them, the armies that were faced them and encircled them. And so, beloved, we have to understand that this supernatural world that we've been translated into is one that is glorious, made by the presence of the Lord, but there's also supernatural entities, demonic entities that will do everything they can to defeat us. When one is born again by the Spirit of the Lord, the old creation, that is you before you were born again, is created new by the Spirit of God, and you become, as Paul said, a new creature. And the Spirit of the Lord, if we allow the Spirit to operate in our lives with His grace, He will help us remove the carnality and sin out of our life and place us within His or her person an awareness and a sensitivity of the supernatural. Beloved, we need to walk in the realm of the supernatural as never before. There must be a visitation of the divine supernatural presence of the eternal God in the lives of all the peoples of the world, of such a gigantic proportion that even the earth and sky will testify to it. Jesus said even the rocks would cry out if His people didn't praise Him. Beloved, in order for this last great harvest to come in, we need the presence of the Lord. We need the glory of the Lord, the signs and wonders that He promised would follow the preaching of His word. Preaching and teaching only, just in itself, won't do the job. It hasn't, has it? Well, it's true, we must preach, we must declare it, but we also must go forth and overcome by the word of our testimony and by His divine presence that lives and dwells within us. Never before in the annals of Christianity has such truth needed to be taught that it has been before us in the book of Revelation for countless ages, but in this last day, God is giving us understanding and light that we can have a revelation of what it means to be an overcomer. That's why God has raised up this broadcast. He's miraculously put Brother Glass on the air over 50 years ago, and we've called it the Unveiled Christ because that is what the book of Revelation is. It is Christ unveiled in all His majesty and glory. How marvelous are these truths! How glorious is His holy word tonight! Hallelujah! For one to live below the life of an overcomer is indeed sad. For if God is in you, and He is, if you've accepted Him and been born again, then you have that overcoming power already dwelling within you. And on tomorrow's broadcast, we're going to be looking at what the promises are to the overcomer. Praise God. God bless you. I must bring this broadcast to a close. I thank you for joining me. And if you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Until then, tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.